Welcome to Connections, a podcast of the JWB Jewish Chaplains Council.
And we're back. Yet another episode of Jewish Life in the Military. It feels like we've been gone for way too long, or at least I feel that way because I've not been on camera, on microphone with my good friend, my colleague, my mentor. I call him Uncle Irv, but for all of you out there in podcast land, he is Director Emeritus of the JWB Jewish Chaplains Council. That's Rabbi Irv Elson. Irv, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And we were, as I say, in showbiz, we were in hiatus, I guess, is what they call it. But yeah, great to be here. We have a great show for you today, I think. And before we go any further, I just a huge shout out to Shalom Klein, who in a short 2 weeks will be Rabbi Shalom Klein. So congratulations on that. And pretty soon you'll be able to see the tunnel at the end of the light, as we rabbis like to say. But boy, we're just really excited for the show today. We have a fantastic guest. The topic for today is summer camp. The summer, believe it or not, is just around the corner. And JWB is the program director for Operation Summer Camp. And you're going to hear a lot more about it. But our guest today is Mrs. Leora Skolnick. Leora is she's a mom of two beautiful girls, and she's a Navy spouse, and she's a rabbi's daughter. She's originally from
Forest Hills, Queens.
Okay, somewhere in New York. Leora comes to us with a lot of experience as a mom, as a spouse, as a Navy spouse, and we're just really excited that you're here. Welcome, Leora.
Thank you. I think the only thing you left out of my introduction is that my husband is a chaplain, too. So,
Of course. Lightning flash of the obvious. Yes, Leora's husband is a JWB Navy rabbi aboard a ship these days. So, but he's not here. We don't want to talk about him. We want to talk about you. And of course, the topic is summer camp. Yes. So, Shalom, what do we need to know about summer camp?
Well, let's start with Leora, with your background. First of all, I'm curious your own personal perspective of camp. Is camp something you partook in? And you've got two beautiful daughters. And tell us about their experience with summer camps, especially as perfect segue, as you have juggled military life. Those things that we take for granted and some of those experiences that we may have had sometimes might not be available, but thanks to JWB, they are, I believe.
Okay, well, that was like 15 questions you just asked me in one, so I confessed. First of all, I am a longtime Jewish summer camper. I grew up going to Camp Ramah in the Berkshires. I was a camper for 6 years. I went on seminar. I was on staff for 4 years. Yoni and I met there, actually.
You're a Ramah couple. Oh, wow.
Yes, we really are. We're on the Shidduch wall and everything at Berkshire.
You're the Shidduch wall. Okay. And my wife and I were also a Ramah couple. So not only a great place to go spend the summer, but a potential place to meet a spouse.
Oh,
but,
yes. So I feel very strongly about Jewish summer camping, you should know. Mm-hmm. In terms of my kids, first of all, my kids are kind of young, right? My older daughter is 9 and a half. She's in fourth grade. And my younger daughter is 6 and a half. She's in first grade. So we are in the sleepaway camp day, but we're new to it. But in terms of Jewish day camp, we've had like a kind of spotty experience here and there, mostly. And I feel like I can say this because this is a military podcast. Like, Jewish camps are expensive. I mean, all camps are expensive. But I'm a stay-at-home mom. And sending my kids to camp is not strictly necessary in the same way that sending them to school is necessary, right? So it has been an area in which I've chosen in the past to like cut corners or save money where I can, because I can't afford to send them to day school and to full-time Jewish day camp. I just can't do it.
Right. So just so our listeners understand the difference. So day camp is just that. You drop them off in the morning, you pick them up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So obviously it has to be somewhere relatively close to your house.
Right. It might be like, you know, depending on the camp, it might be 8 to 3:30. It might be 9 to 12:30. It might be, if you have a really a day camp that's also trying to be more like a daycare, then it might be 8 to 5.
Right. And what are the advantages of a day camp?
Oh, well, first of all, occupying your kids during the day, during the summer.
Right. And it's a little cheap. It's a little cheaper.
Day camp as opposed to sleepaway camp?
As opposed to overnight camp, yes.
Oh, yes. Day camp is expensive in the, you know, general realm, but much cheaper than sleepaway camp. So okay. I want to talk about the advantages of sending your kid to a Jewish day camp versus a Jewish sleepaway camp. I think that overall, if you want a Jewish experience, you'll have a better chance in Norfolk, okay? Yeah, I guess yeah. The rest of the world, I know that there are plenty of day camps that have a real Jewish focus. Here, the options that we have, the camp at the JCC is camp, but it's not Jewish camp. Maybe there's like some Judaism mixed in here right. and there, so but you're not going to get the Judaism that you might get at a Jewish overnight camp.
Right. So the Jewish experience is there, but it's different. It's different. And also, I'm assuming that a day camp might be a good way to start your kids.
Oh, for sure. It's an
going to camp.
Of course.
And maybe they build up to overnight camp.
Of course. And especially if you're looking to get your kids into the idea of going to camp when they might not be super comfortable with it.
Right.
I never had that problem. My kids are happy to go and like, hooray, camp. Hooray. Let's get out of the house. Right. But yes, if
little,
you have...
Little concerning. They're too excited to leave you and Yoni. But okay, we'll leave that for another podcast.
They're attachment, you know. Right. They're not worried.
Right. Okay. So... And now we transition a little bit to overnight camp,
yeah.
Right? Tell us about overnight camp and your experience, number one. And here again, what was so great about, what is so great about it and about your experience as a mom?
You want to hear about my experience as a mom, not my experience as a kid, right?
Oh, I want to hear all your experiences. But I think for the purpose of this podcast, your experience as a mom, sending your kids through Operation Summer Camp.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
I want to hear about you and Yoni later, but again, that's a different podcast.
You know, it was great. It was really easy. First of all, we really lucked out because we were not planning on sending Colony to overnight camp. We just did not quite think that she was ready, even though we wanted to and she wanted to. We just didn't think she was really there yet. Or especially a lot of times for summer camp, for overnight camp, you have to make the decision like in the fall if your kid is going to be ready to go to camp the next summer. And last fall, like we were not sure that Colony was going to be ready to go. So we chose to not send her to the overnight camp we were thinking about. But as the year went on, as her third grade year progressed, she grew up a little. And, you know, in the spring, it seemed like more of a possibility. And we were at a camp fair at the JCC and we ran into some friends of ours who we happen to know from New York who run Camp Sababa. And they said, look, this year we're taking entering fourth graders for 2 weeks and it would be like a very easy transition for her. It's not a month long session and it's very close to home if there's some kind of issue or problem. So between like the proximity and the ability to make the decision at a slightly later time frame, and the fact that I was sending her to people that I already knew, and the fact that it was a camp that had Judaism involved in it, right? Like we were never going to send her to a non-Jewish camp. That was not in the cards for us. But it was like a camp that had a sense of Yiddishkeit. It had kosher food. It had Shabbat observance built in. I would not have to worry about her being left out of stuff on Saturdays. So all of those factors still would have been appealing, but hard for us to manage if we didn't also know that the JWB was there and willing to help us out on that front. So
right.
With all of those things, we still might not have been able to make that happen, you know? So we were very thankful to kind of put all those pieces together.
Great, great. And so let's talk a little bit about why a Jewish camp in terms of how does that impact a child's spiritual life as opposed to a day camp or a non-Jewish camp.
Should have brought my sociological studies.
Yes, I think you should have. Next podcast.
Yeah. I used to work for Stephen Cohen, you know, so we did a lot of work.
Right, there you go.
Okay, well, those are all lots of different questions too. But why, the studies show that like kids who go to Jewish summer camp build more Jewish identity there than they do in any other aspect of their lives, even if they go to day school. And even if they have Jewish friends at home, which like not all kids do, right? Mine do, right. But my kids go to a day school where a lot of the kids aren't Jewish.
Right.
And they don't like have always warm, fuzzy feelings about their Jewish observance. We are like among the more observant people in their school. And it's nice to be in a place where you feel good and positive about being Jewish. And a lot of kids only get that at camp. And you can definitely get that at day camp. Maybe not here in Norfolk necessarily, but in the world, you can get that at a Jewish day camp for sure. I don't want to say that you can't.
Right.
But to live in the immersive environment of an overnight camp where everybody you're with is Jewish and practicing in the moment, even if that's not what they do in their regular lives at home, it's hard to beat an experience like that.
Right. So let me put on my rabbi hat here, my rabbi yarmulke, and just emphasize again what you said, and that is that study after study after study have shown that the key to having children identify in a particular faith, in this case, Judaism, is not Hebrew school. It's not even full-time Jewish day school. It's not even going to synagogue during the year. The number one marker of success has been summer camp. And I think, Leora, to put words in your mouth, it's that 24/7 experience that they're getting in camp. That they're able to observe the Sabbath within the context of this wonderful experience with their friends, age appropriate, and so on. So, by the way, shalom. this is why JWB really decided to focus a lot of energy on Operation Summer Camp. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sir. Yeah. And the statistics you just raised, it's been highlighted in Pew Research studies, and it's absolutely true. Right now, as you know, I've been serving as on weekends as the interim rabbi at Beth Shalom Synagogue here in Columbia, South Carolina. And the number of times as I have been working with families on B'nai Mitzvah and the conversation of Ramah Darom comes up constantly, the excitement, the energy that's there. And they don't have that same level of energy about the Sunday school. They don't have that same energy on everything else that goes on in their Jewish
I'm sorry, so really, really quickly, just explain what Ramah Darom is. So for our listeners that don't know, Shalom.
Yeah, so Ramah, I mean, clearly matchmaking services extraordinaire over here with two prime examples here on this podcast between Irv and Franny and Leora and Yoni. It's fantastic. But Ramah has a number of different camps. And by the way, we're going to, in a couple of minutes, talk a little bit about the menu, the options that are available when we talk about Operation Summer Camp over here. And Ramah, as an example of the conservative movement, has summer camps all over the country. And what is fascinating to see is the friendships that are formed. Ramah Darom, in this case, is, I believe, here in South Carolina. And so it's in Georgia. And what it is it's bringing together kids quite a bit from the South, from Darom, from that direction, and in a regional approach. And now these kids, I'm hearing over and over again, that they're coming together for their friends' bat mitzvah, for their friends' family events, and so on. And there's these relationships that are formed, which is absolutely fantastic. And that leads to my question, Leora, as we talk about the unique needs of your children being military children. I've known Yoni now for a bunch of years now. You guys have been on the road, and you guys have traversed the country and beyond. That brings some unique challenges beyond just the challenges of being a regular Jewish girl. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the truth is, I don't think of those being the particular challenges that my kids face. You know, I don't think that I looked at the decision to send my daughter to camp and said, but she's a military kid. I think it's going to be harder for her. I think because she's a military kid, she went to three different preschools in 3 years. Okay. she like built kind of a sense of resilience. She's great at making friends. I think she has other things that are harder for her. And there are certainly challenges that I took into consideration when I made the decision to send her to camp. But I think, like, I don't know, I wanted her to be in a place that was going to be happy and Jewish and safe, where she was going to have fun and where she get to meet a lot of other Jewish kids. I guess that like part is worthy of consideration from a military perspective, right? Like, I don't get to control the Jewish community that she's a part of. So I was very glad to be able to provide her with that kind of stability and built-in community, which she doesn't always get at home.
Well, exactly. I think you're very lucky at this point that you're going to be able to send her to the same Jewish camp that you have chosen for all the same reasons that you have said. Mm-hmm. But a lot of families, you know, projecting into the future, they send their kid to a summer camp that they really like. It's close to home. And guess what? Then they PCS. And so, like you said, they're facing a new school, a new worshiping community, a new environment. And again, that was one of the really important reasons we wanted to start Operation Summer Camp. We wanted that Jewish summer camp experience to be the anchor, if you'll pardon the Navy term, Shalom, for Jewish military children, that regardless what's going on in their family life, you know, PCSing, dad being away on deployment, moving to a different state, a different country, that we want to make sure that these Jewish military kids were able to go back to the same camp year after year after year. And that's why we want to facilitate the program. So I think this might be a good time. And if it's not, Shalom, just tell me to shut up. But I think this might be a good time. Just talk a little bit about Operation Summer Camp and just some of the nuts and bolts. So first and foremost, the camp, Operation Summer Camp, is made possible by a very, very generous multi-year grant by the Marcus Foundation. Yes, that Marcus, here's a commercial, shop at Home Depot. The basic requirements of the camp are that we will fund children of Jews in the military to attend Jewish camp for X number of weeks. And it's not just any Jewish camp. It's at this point, it's limited to JCC Association affiliated camps that are affiliated with the JCC movement. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but right now there is over 20 camps. I think it's close to 30 camps around the United States where that are affiliated with Operation Summer Camp. And not only will Operation Summer Camp pay the tuition for the camp, but in partnership with the camps, we would pay transportation to the camps. That's in particular if these military children are overseas. So if your kids are in Japan, in Okinawa, Japan, and they want to participate in Operation Summer Camp, in partnership with the camps, we'll facilitate paying for the travel for these kids to come to summer camp. And if you want more information about Operation Summer Camp, go to our website, www.jcca.org/JWB, and click on the link, Operation Summer Camp. Yeah, Leora.
I just want to say, as a parent who used Operation Summer Camp, it could not have been easier. I mean, applying to camp is annoying, right? There are a million forms that you have to fill out. But I think what I had to do was send a copy of my military ID and really, really write a letter that stated that I'm Jewish, which made me laugh. But yes, here I am. And I think that was it. I know Operation Summer Camp spoke to Sababa people and they worked it out amongst themselves, but it was not an extra burden on me as the parent. So that was great too.
Right, exactly. So we're really trying to make this as easy as possible. Now you told a little bit about why you chose Sababa. By the way, the camp with the coolest name, I think, of all the list. Sababa in Hebrew means like, all right, cool, okay. To the parents out there in podcast world, what are some of the things that they might want to consider when picking? We give them a list of 30-some-odd camps. What are some of the things that they should look at when considering which camp to send their kids to?
Sure. I think, first of all, you should consider your kids' particular interests. I did like a little bit of scouting on the different camps, and it looks like there are some very cool camps available, especially if your kids are into like outdoor hiking. Not there's an indoor hiking, but I just mean like specifically outdoor sports, or maybe a more typical camp experience, or I want to learn to surf and sail. That would be at Sababa. Or I want to maybe go horseback riding, or I want to be in the mountains. You know, all of these options are available. Or like, I want to be near my cousins who live in Cleveland, so I'm going to go to Camp Wise, you know, like.
Right. Or also all of my friends from school.
Right.
Are going to this one particular
right.
camp.
So I think taking your kids' interest into account, number one, that should be the most important thing. Number two, I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine that these camps might have some kind of varying levels of Jewishness, right? Like how
Jewishness per se, observance, let's say.
Right. How observantly Jewish do you want your experience to be? Do your research and figure out which camp is closest to your personal hashkafa, I would say. Your personal
philosophy. Yeah.
Philosophy. Thank you. And work to narrow the list down from there. And then you can think also like, where is a place? Which of these geographic locations appeals to you? If you're not picking something that is in your home base right now, then the options are open.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that it just really has impressed me about the camps, the JCC camps, as you said, is the variety. We have everything from Sababa. Again, love that name. Where if a kid wants to learn to surf, go to Camp Sababa. But we have one of our new affiliates, if you will, is a ranch camp out in the Rockies.
Right. And I saw that. That looked awesome. Like,
yeah, you know. I want to go back to camp. Yeah. And we have camps in Wisconsin. We have a Maccabi sports camp out in California. And if your kids are a little older, we could send them to Camp Lejeune to learn to be a Marine. No, I'm just kidding. Tell me a little bit more about the process of getting your kid ready for camp, right? So number one, is there an emotional component to it? And number two, everybody knows that camp means just getting stuff, right? You got to get that foot, I don't know, the kids still use foot lockers, getting the foot locker full of the right number of t-shirts and so on.
Yeah. Is there an emotional component? For sure. There's an emotional component to everything, especially if you have a kid who is emotional, which I do. So,
are you talking about Yoni, the father, or are you talking about the weird?
Right.
Okay, go ahead, please.
So I think there were a lot of conversations, you know, and I would never have pursued sending her to camp if it wasn't something that she really convinced me that she wanted to do. So I never wanted to be the one convincing her, even though I feel strongly that camp is amazing and important. She was young, right? She was only 8. She did not need to go to sleepaway camp last summer. But I would say, so you talk to your kid a lot. You talk to them about what to expect, and here's what a typical day looks like. And you get the schedule from camp, and you say, okay, here's when you wake up, and there's what you do in the morning, and here are all the different possibilities. And so there's that level of preparation. There's the incredible amounts of paperwork that you have to fill out, all the different doctors and medical professionals, and collecting all your shot records and filling out all of the questions about how does your kid handle blah, blah, blah. You know, that like applying to college, filling out all the paperwork. And then there's acquiring all of the stuff, which is a lot of stuff for sure. But hopefully it's like mostly stuff that you already have. You know, every kid has t-shirts and shorts. You might not have a long sleeve bathing suit and a long pants bathing suit and the shoes that you need for sailing and the zinc that you have to put on your face so you don't get sunburned on the beach. But
right now. Totally get that. JWB here again within Operation Summer Camp, we do recognize that there's a cost involved, not only sending your kids to camp, but getting your kids ready to go to camp with supplies. And here again, in partnership with some of the camps are able to help defray the cost of, you know.
I didn't know about that. We didn't get any from JWB for getting ready for camp in the summer.
But. Yeah. Okay. Well, next time we'll provide the surfboard or something for Kalanit. Great. What advice do you want to give other Jewish military parents how do you know if your kid is ready to go to camp? Number two, how do you go about choosing a camp?
That has to be up to them. Is your kid independent? Can they shower and take care of their own toiletries and like brush their hair and stuff? Can they get dressed by themselves? Can they go on a sleepover and not miss you so much? Are they good at handling themselves in different kinds of social situations? All of these things, by the way, are things that like we specifically worked on in advance, right? Because my daughter knew that she wanted to go to camp and maybe she wasn't quite exactly ready. And I said, okay, you want to have long hair and you go to camp, you need to learn to brush your hair before you go to camp, because I'm not sending you to camp for 2 weeks and coming home and cutting all your hair off. And that will be what happens if you don't brush it for 2 weeks. Right. And you're in the ocean every day.
So you have to be very intent, is what I hear you saying. Very intent in getting the kids ready to go to camp.
Correct. Especially if you have a younger kid. I think if you have an older kid, they probably have those skills already. But my advice also to parents, especially parents who didn't grow up in the camping world, would be not to be afraid of sending your kids to sleepaway camp. Mm. You know, I think a lot of people think it's crazy to send your kids to overnight camp, especially for more than a week. When I went to college and told my friends that like I had spent 8 weeks every summer at sleepaway camp, they were like, what are you talking about? You know, I went to 1 week of Girl Scout camp and that was too much, or that was already a lot. It's not a thing that everybody grows up knowing as regular, but it can be so great for your kids. So that would be my main piece of advice to parents.
That's great.
Not shy away from it just because it seems crazy to you.
Right. Great. Great. And now let's talk a little bit about coming back from camp. After you and Yoni wipe your tears because you're so happy to see Colony back, how do you sustain the camp experience, if you will, the Jewish camp experience after camp?
Well, that's not really tricky for us, sustaining the Jewish experience, because right. We're already living that experience at home. But I do think there are kids who come back from camp with like a sense of Jewish invigoration, and it is hard for their parents to sustain. My mom actually went to Ramal and Palmer as a kid, and she came home and told her parents that she wanted to keep kosher, and they were not kosher keeping house. And she was 13 and she was like, guess what? We're doing this now.
Right.
And she like took on all these observances that other people didn't have. So as a parent who doesn't already incorporate that stuff into their lives, I guess you should be prepared for that as a possibility.
Right. And I think it's important.
Right. Like you want your kid to be more Jewishly engaged.
Right. And I think compromise is really good. Even with the small kids, I do remember one of our kids coming back from camp, and they wanted to sing certain prayers the camp way.
Right.
And that's something that's very sustainable and so on. But I think if you chose the camp well and you prepared your kids well, the camp is transformational. And I think it's in a very good way.
I think you should just be prepared to get home a kid who is more independent and more sure of themselves and like has maybe a more laid back attitude about some things, and has like the pleasure of knowing that they did this thing that was hard, but also so fun. You know, it's like really, really good for boosting your self-confidence. I went in and I did something that I was a little bit scared of and I'd never done before. Right. And look, I did it and it was amazing.
Right, right. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I think that this might be a good way as we start wrapping this up, just to say, that's the goal of Operation Summer Camp. The goal of Operation Summer Camp is for our Jewish military families to find one more point of connection with the greater Jewish community, certainly with JWB and with their own spiritual life. We have no other ulterior motive other than to create a meaningful Jewish life for the military children. Shalom, any closing thoughts?
Absolutely. I've learned a lot. It's exciting to hear the successes, Leora, not only just talking about summer camp as a whole, which we can dedicate an entire topic just to the value of summer camp. But I think it's absolutely awesome that that JWB has resources. And my big takeaway over here is, again, it's not a hard process. Again, provide the military ID, provide that memo that again, you're Jewish, which is great. And then again, behind the scenes, a lot of things will happen to, again, connect the dots and make sure that those relationships are worked. But it's not hard. But again, as we have this this conversation that's going to be released in April, time is ticking. Time is ticking. It's getting close to the summer. Maybe you are starting. You still have those winter coats that are out, but you're starting to put them away. And the sun rays are coming out. So start that process right away. Thank you, Liora, for joining us. Rabbi Irv Elson, one more time, how can people learn more about Operation Summer Camp, start that process, and of course, learn about all the other programs and resources available, as we always say, for Jewish life in the military?
I'm so glad you asked. Certainly, you can get all that information at our website, www.jcca.org/JWB. And just click on the link for Operation Summer Camp, and we have links to some of our other programs, but particularly in Operation Summer Camp. It's got a list of the camps, got links to the camps, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to see the great diversity of the types of camps. And once again, just a heart full of gratitude to number one, the Marcus Foundation, for making this dream possible to send kids of Jewish personnel in the military to summer camp. And a shout out, excuse me, to our director of operations, Hadassah Nitzan. Excuse me. Hadassah Nitzan, who's lurking in the shadows there, who has really been the linchpin for Operation Summer Camp. But go to our website, post something on Facebook for us if you have any questions, and we'll be ready to go to camp.
Absolutely. Exciting times. Well, we'll be back with another episode, and the best way for you not to miss the next episode is to go on your favorite podcast app, search for Jewish Life in the Military. We're the only game in town. And that's because JWB is providing all of these resources. So search for Jewish Life in the Military and subscribe, rate, review, share this information. It's timely. And we love your feedback. So again, on the same website, just mention jcca.org/JWB. Make sure you contact us as well. And please let us know if there's something else you want us to share and demystify. But until next time, I look forward to seeing you real soon. We won't have as long of a hiatus, Irv. Again, thank you, Liora, for joining us. That's a wrap for us. Take care.
You have been listening to Connections, brought to you by the JWB Jewish Chaplains Council, serving those who serve.